Welcome back, NFC East fans, the Clashing Conferences podcast. I'm here with Christopher Pete Peterson, representing the Giants, Greg Stanley, representing the Eagles, Paul Douglas, representing the Washington Commanders, and Randall Nostradamus-Shantz, representing the Dallas Cowboys. Each week, we'll do a two-part podcast. First half, we'll look at the week prior, the games that just recently happened, and second half, we'll do a little spin wheel for an internal competition and look at the week ahead. Last week, our categories in our internal competition were reception yards, won by CeeDee Lamb with 143. Point goes to Randy in our competition. Quarterback rush yards, Daniel Jones, 59 yards. Point for Chris Peterson. And quarterback rating went to Dak with 112.2. That gives Randy 2 points for the week and Dallas. That gives a point to Chris and the New York Giants for the week running for the year. We got Randy crushing it here at 5 points to one for Chris and one for Paul. One for Greg. Paul at no points in the competition, but I'm sure is doing just fine with his Commanders at 2-0. I'm sure there's no complaints there. So that's an update on our internal competition. As far as the NFC East, we saw all four teams win last week, four big wins, and you guys just absolutely crushed it on your predictions. All of you did very well last week on your not only your game predictions, but your analysis of what would happen, how much people would win by. I think even NFC East, non-NFC East fans would be a good idea for them to tune in to get some betting advice at the very least here. So why don't we kick it off and look back? Who wants to lead us off for this week's discussion?
Go ahead, point leader.
Well, hey, Mike, I just got to ask you, which person here on this podcast predicted all four games accurately, somewhat semi-accurately?
Nostradamus, you not only predicted all four NFC East teams, but I believe you threw in, you mumbled in something about a Bears loss, so your bonus pick hit as well.
So the only game that I feel like I did predict a few things wrong. I thought that the rusher would be Hurts, Jalen Hurts. I thought he would lead the league in rushing. I got that wrong, the NFC. The other thing I got wrong was I thought that all the Giants would dominate Arizona. I got that wrong. I underestimated how bad the Giants are this year. They are horrible, but they did manage to get past the worst team barely in the NFL this year. I look at the games that happened, and Dallas did exactly what I would think. They, I'm sorry, Paul and Greg, they got the over. The Dallas Giants game actually hit the over. It was 39.5. 40 points was the over. So I was right on that. I look at the Redskins game, or sorry, the Commanders game. I don't want to be racist there. The Redskins game was exactly how I thought it would be. I think they won. They covered the spread, obviously, and they won. They won. It was a close game, a very good game on that team. The Giants game, I thought they would win by double digits or at least by a touchdown. That never happened, of course, which, again, I was very surprised that I think they're much worse than I thought they were. The surprise of the week to me was the Eagles game. I feel like they're really struggling to get their offense going on this one. Two games in a row, they could have easily lost. It really worries me when I look at their next week. I love to say next week. I think they're going to dominate. But I think, again, next week they're going to have a close game. Look at the Cowboys game. It was tough. So many of those plays could have gone different ways, and that could have been a much tighter game. The Dallas defense is incredible. It pulled them out of this. I really look forward to seeing, again, when they play the Eagles, when they play the Giants again in decent weather. I actually think the Redskins, weirdly enough, are the team that is overplaying in this whole division right now. And I think that they're going to continue to overplay over the next couple of weeks. But really great start to it. I love the fact that CeeDee Lamb is continuing to be a number one receiver. I really didn't expect that this year. I expected the Dallas offense to be a little bit of a struggle. It's really cool to watch. But curious to think what you guys think. Greg, how do you feel about your team's lackluster performance this week?
Lackluster. Wow. Okay. Where do I start with you? If kicking five field goals makes you feel good, hey, welcome to my side, because that's basically what we're doing. We're kicking field goals. Just like I said last week, I worry, you know, Paul brings on this awesome Kirk Cousins costume and, you know, he's going to play Kirk Cousins in a movie about Kirk Cousins. But, you know, I know from past experience, you know, and like I mentioned last week, the inside of our middle of our defense is just shattered. We do not have an inside linebacker. We're missing Reed Blankenship on the back end. Maddox got hurt. Bradberry was out. So what do? They throw 400-plus yards. Most of them went down the middle of the field. There were some out on the numbers, but a lot of it over the middle. You know, it was a 14-point game late. They came back and scored. And, of course, I got a little nervous. I knew it was going to be a close game, you know, a little closer than I'd like. You know, so I am worried. I'm worried about the injuries. You know, I'm... hate to say this, but I'm worried about punting. You know, it's like one thing after another with this team. Last year, we didn't have any injuries, and this year, our whole defense, you know, scattered, but the injuries are there. So just trying to get those pieces put back together. Looking at the Dallas game, you know, they did what they had to do. They drove down the field, and they scored points. You know, they look decent. They look good. I mean, Dak wasn't doing anything crazy, didn't do anything unexpected. Lamb had a huge game. I think, what do you have, like 10, 11 catches? You know, I think in there he had 12, 13 targets. You know, Pollard, your prediction for Pollard winning the quarterback rushing last week was close. I joke because that's who you said you thought was going to win the quarterback rushing was Pollard last week. I got busted balls.
Hold on a second, Greg. Pollard's not a quarterback, and I didn't predict him.
That's my point, Randy.
Yeah, you're the one who said
it. If you rewatch the episode, you'll know you said Pollard's going to win rushing.
My bad.
No, it's all right. I'm just, you know, we like to pick on each other. That's what we're here for. You know, plus I hate the Cowboys, so I'm going to point out your fails.
Yeah.
Just what I do as an Eagles fan, right? No, but they look good. Dallas looks awesome, and I hate to say that. I really do. Washington, you know, I didn't get to see much, if any, of the Washington game. You know, I thought Denver was up big. Paul mentioned going out to the West Coast is no picnic to play in those games, especially in Mile High Stadium. You know, the Eagles played on a Sunday night and came back and Sunday afternoon and came back and played a Thursday night. That's a tough challenge. We have 11 days off now, 11 days to scheme, to get right, to get healthy. Hopefully Blankenship's back. Hopefully N'Kobe Dean is going to be out for a while. Maddox got a torn pec, so he's going to be out for a while. So hopefully we get some of our people back. You know, and then we talk about the Giants game. Chris, I'm sorry. NHRA was on the TV. I couldn't even watch your game. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you're getting no airtime out here or what, but I saw all doom and gloom, and all of a sudden I started getting texts from you when they came back. And then on top of
Wampler.
That,
I wasn't me.
You and Wampler were getting a little excited.
Now, after the game, he said he bet on him. He believed. He said, I made him a believer, so he threw $100 on him and won. What do you do? He won like $850 or something.
Yeah, he put $100 on him to, I think they were plus 850 odds. I'm like, you're an idiot. And of course, He hit. Looks good. So we'll see. But yeah, I'm very intrigued to see what next week gives us. You know, as an Eagles fan, I'm very curious to see what 11 days off rest. Again, I'm a little nervous, but we'll kind of go from there. Paul, you know, you're 2-0-2 down in Washington. What do you got going on with you guys?
Well, first I want to talk about that Eagles game, because when I was out there, you overinflated my numbers a bit. I actually didn't throw for over 400. It was actually 364. It was four touchdowns, but in true me fashion, I lost in prime time. So on another note, though, you guys did play well. We did hurt some more of your players, just like the team last week did. So, you know, eventually, you know, you're not going to have enough players to put on the field. But as far as the Giants go, you know, I was thinking about this movie I'm making. So if I'm going to direct a movie about me and I have somebody to play me, there's only one person I think that I would not have play me, and that would be Daniel Jones. He gives the $40 million club a bad name. I screwed over the Redskins for 2 years on 1 year deals for over between $30 and $40 million. I know how it's done. And I only got one thing to say for you, Chris Jones. You like that?
Dude, that was awesome. Yeah, you gotta get that off.
Yeah. So
all right. Well, so, I mean, we probably don't our have game, a lot though, of time.
Let me talk about the Redskins though, because I was pleasantly surprised with the win, and started off, I wouldn't say we started off slow, but Russell Wilson looked like 2015 Russell Wilson all of a sudden. It was like three touchdowns in the first half. But, you know, came back and there was a lot of poise in the game, and I was really happy with it. Running game started working and it opened up the field. What do you know? We started making some plays down the field. And then just to make it interesting, decided to go ahead and let this last second Hail Mary as time expired, bobble around there, play 500, and then commit some severe offense, some severe pass interference on the 2-point conversion to seal the win. But happy about the win. Not too sure about next week, but you know, I wanted to give the Giants props, but that's not going to happen because Daniel Jones is a bum, and the only reason they won is because the Cardinals saw the Texans score and they still have to tank to get Caleb Williams. And you can't tank if you win games. So they obviously just turned a blind eye in the second half, let Daniel Jones turn into a runner. And he looked like an all-star. He's a manufactured all-star. What he did in the second half is a bronze medal in the Special Olympics. That's what I call it. That's what you earn for that.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I forgot you had to talk about the Redskins. But
Whoa. I had a question, but you know, no. You let me talk, right? Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, I let you talk, let me talk. Yeah,
yeah, you could go.
Nah, I know. And you just had me so, like, I was so intrigued by the costume and you going on the Eagles. Yeah, I forgot about the Redskins. But now you guys did. That was a great comeback. I didn't see much of that because I was watching our game. My game was on the same time, and I was in the middle of my own, you know, amazing comeback. But, yeah, they played well. They looked really good. I thought your quarterback that he played well. He had another good game. He had just under 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think he had the second highest QB rating this weekend. Keep it going, man. I told you they're going to be feisty. They're going to fight. I mean, your quarterback would get you. I mean, it's going to catch up with you eventually, but he's playing well right now. I mean, not as much first week, but the second week he played a lot better. The Eagles, I actually didn't watch a whole lot of that. I watched a lot of the beginning. I seen that Hurts was under pressure a lot in the beginning, and that's what happens. That's what I was telling you about Daniel Jones. I mean, you don't have time. There's nothing you can really do. And the Dallas game, he was pressured. I think it was over 65-66% of the time. It's awful. But then the Eagles started running the ball. Once they started running the ball, it changed. It was funny to see a little controversy going on. I mean, your diva wide receiver starting to yell at your quarterback. I mean, and he handled it the right way. He handled it the right way, but I think that's going to continue, man. I think he's that type of guy. I think that's a problem. I mean, it's not as easy as it was last year. You haven't really beat anybody that good. That's what you guys would say to me. It's what you're basically downplaying what Daniel Jones did. Daniel Jones did something that no quarterback ever did in the history of the NFL. I mean,
Because they didn't need to. Nobody did that because you don't want to have to do that.
No, it was terrible, and I have my assumptions and why. I mean, I know what they're dealing with. And what did he do in that second half? I mean, what was it? 200? He had over 300 yards, huh? What's that?
Just enough to squeak it out.
Yeah, nah, they did squeak it out, but they outscored them. They outscored them 31-8 in the second half. I mean, this was a team that was getting completely dominated in the first half, and you say they're tanking. I'm not going to argue with you. The players don't tank. Them players out there are playing for their careers. They're playing for a paycheck. They're playing for their livelihood. Them guys aren't tanking. They're playing their asses off, and they're going to play tough. Last week, they had 6 sacks against you guys. our offensive line is one of the worst. Our franchise left tackle wasn't playing. Lewinsky, I said he was terrible. He benched him. They put Bredesen over there. And then McKeithen never played a game, first ever start. They had him next to Neal, who looks like somebody that could possibly be a bust. They didn't really go out, and I think they underestimated the Cardinals. They went out with a real vanilla offense. They were trying to dink and dunk. It wasn't working. And the second half, they had no choice but to come back. Unfortunately, Bredesen got hurt. They brought Lewinsky back in. They put Daniel Bellinger over to help out Neal and McKeithen. Daniel Jones has time. I've been saying it all along. What he did in the second half is what he can do to any team in the NFL any week if he has time. As long as the guys catch the ball, he can do that. Daniel Jones, he's that guy, and that's what it's going to take. The offensive line is bad. We had you hear how bad it is. I'm worried about this week. I mean, if Dallas doesn't have the best pass rush in the NFL, the 49ers probably do. This is going to be scary. I do think we're well coached. That's why we turned the tide in the second half. Second half, they made some changes. He wasn't getting hit. He was pressured over 66% of the time in week one. This week, it was only 30% of the time. They were losing. They had to take a shot. They were getting ready to lose. I mean, come on, guys. 60-0 in six quarters. It's awful.
But
they just said, go for it. There's nothing we can do.
So for everybody, right? Everybody in this podcast and everybody's listening has heard a lot of excuses about offensive lines. But being outscored 60-0. Listen, being outscored 60.
I can't even get my point across without you interrupting me.
All right, well, go ahead.
Why you can't, Chris, I got to win. I got to win. Why you gloat a little bit.
You can't get your word across because you're literally, I don't know if it's an NIL deal or what, that you get paid for every random mediocre player you name for your team. Yeah. You just went through a list of like 14 players mediocre that nobody's ever heard of. That's ridiculous. Just get to your point. Chris, quit talking about that.
The point of the story is, the offensive line has problems, right? Second half, coaching changed it up. Look what happened. First play of the second half, 58-yard pass to Hyatt. Remember your boy that didn't know who he was? He probably should have known who he was. He was one of the top wide receiver prospects coming out. Got him in the third round. He's going to keep doing more. He's the fastest player in the NFL. He's going to open things up. And this offense, what you've seen is what you could see if Daniel Jones has time.
And Chris,
listen, I don't want to brag on you.
Can you do me just one favor, Chris, real quick? If you can, over your right shoulder, can you go ahead and take a little bit of tear off that little mini Saquon Fathead there? I want it to be anatomically correct. So if you can go ahead and
play Thursday, right?
That's right. Brian Daboll,
number
one coach of the year. Coach of the year. Coach of the year. Just a Rick.
I mean,
regardless if he does,
on a regular sprain.
But Chris,
regardless if he plays or not, we go through Daniel Jones. It's fine.
And Chris,
go ahead, Randy. I gotta finish what I'm on. You gotta let me finish.
I feel like you talked for a while, Chris, and I feel like in the end of it, it's hard to defend a 60-0 loss through almost six quarters. And all I'm saying is, in the end of it, you talked about offensive line a lot. But in the end of it, it all matters.
You have to have an offensive line. Look at Jalen Hurts did in the first quarter of that game.
Sure.
And what did we do? We ran the ball.
Eagles game, right. But like right now we're talking about you.
Saquon Barkley.
And you're defending still a team that consistently is putting mediocre to less players. And Daniel Jones is the number one of them. At a par with some of the more elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm sorry, I don't see it right now. I don't see the Giants even being close. Even you put the best offensive line, they still got to get the ball out of the hands of the receiver. And you have very little receivers. I mean, Darren Waller.
You give us your offensive line or Philly's offensive line.
I agree.
He's putting better numbers than Hurts put up last year. I'm telling you that,
Greg,
right now. He's going to put better
Greg,
numbers.
Greg, I got a question for you. How do you feel like if you
and then Dak Prescott? I do want to bring up Dak Prescott. Like, he's what holds you. He holds you back. Year right now, he's playing well.
Hey, unlike you.
But he's holding you back. You want to rag on Justin Fields? You want to rag on Daniel Jones? Every year, he has the best offensive line.
Unlike
all the weapons.
You, I'm
top
not here
defense.
To defend
he,
Dak Prescott.
He holds you back every year.
I don't disagree.
He sucks.
I don't think he sucks.
He's overrated.
I think he's better than Daniel
Jones.
You
paid him $40 million a year. He's a bum. What did he ever win?
I don't think he's better than Daniel Jones.
Just like Romo, another bum in your franchise.
Tony Romo wasn't a bum.
We can keep going.
But listen,
he's a bum.
I won't defend Dak Prescott. I don't think they should have paid Dak Prescott $40 million. I think he's better than Daniel Jones, but I don't defend him.
I think Daniel Jones on your team last year could possibly overthrow the Eagles.
So, Greg, I got one question for you.
I do.
Right now, if you would put one quarterback into this mix of quarterback rating mixes, right now, freaking Kirk Cousins would have tore this up. How do you feel about the fact that Kirk Cousins torched that Eagles defense?
He did torch them.
They're 0-2, Greg, and the Eagles are 2-0. That's all I care about.
That's true, and I agree with you. But listen, he did. The Eagles haven't done anything impressive yet either. They're not the same Eagles from last year.
You're right. We are having trouble right now. You know why? Because we're not a balanced team. You run the ball to make up the pass, and we're not doing that.
He ran for 175 yards. That's a balanced team.
That's what I'm saying. That is what we need to do more often. That's what changed the game.
Sure, but –
you know, I don't know. I'm just
disappointed I didn't get to finish my point.
Oh, my God.
Should be ragging on me about my defense. My defense
just
is
submit
terrible
an email.
Right
just submit an email. Put a comment on the podcast.
That's what we're
post.
Here to do.
Just add a comment.
Telfer, how about complaints at noonecares.com? That's where you put that complaint in.
Yeah. My email address is sendittospam@gmail.com.
So Greg,
go for
Greg,
it.
I want to hear more, though. I really am. I'm really looking at this game, the Vikings-Eagles, a game that the Super Bowl contending Eagles should have handled very well, a number three team in probably the NFC North. And you guys made that quarterback look like Tom Brady in 2009.
Now, listen, I've told you three times. I'll tell you a fourth. We have 4 to 5 injuries on our starting defense. We have the middle of the defense is all – ragtag.
Yell at him and tell him it's all excuses like you do to me.
That's true. It is.
This shit happens because of this stuff. That's the reason why.
You played a Sunday afternoon game in Foxborough. You traveled. You come home and play a Thursday night game with injuries. It's going to happen. It is. There's a reason why New York's staying out west and not coming east and then going back out west, because they're playing a Sunday afternoon game followed by a Thursday night game. It's difficult to do. It's very difficult to do. There's no excuse.
Just to pin you on the wall right now. How do you feel right now about your Eagles facing the Cowboys right now today?
Right now today, we don't play you for weeks and weeks. We have weeks to get ready. I tell you what, our first 8 games, we're going to be 6-2, 7-1. And when November hits, that's when our schedule starts. That's when we have Dallas. That's when we have the 49ers. That's when we have Seattle. That's when we have all of those bigger games. That's when.
Why are you leaving out the Giants? Isn't that a powerhouse game?
We don't play them at Christmas. Giants
until Christmas.
My bad.
They may be
because it's a week to week league. You don't win the Super Bowl in September.
They may pick up.
We're going to keep getting better, just like we did from the first half to the second half of that game.
The Giants may pick up Trey Lance before Christmas, and they could be good by then.
Now, there's that dumb shit again.
Oh, God. All right. I think that's our cue to kind of take a break here and maybe get to the second half here shortly, maybe when Chris starts dropping that line. So, guys, I just want to remind everybody, please like and subscribe to, wherever you're listening to if you're joining the podcast. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back with part two and to look forward to week 3.
Daniel Jones, the bum.
He is, definitely.
All right, we are back with part two and looking forward to week 3 of the NFC East. We're going to start it right off by spinning our wheel and getting 3 categories for these guys to root for in our internal competition next week. Let's get that wheel up and see what our first category is going to be.
I hope it's something that I can maybe finish what I was going to say before Randy interrupted me.
Oh my God,
beginning
just talking,
me on
talking,
the last
talking,
one.
Talking, talking.
I like it.
Receiving touchdowns, team total. Chris Peterson, just to clarify, that is the same thing as passing touchdowns.
Thank you, buddy.
Could be Daniel Jones.
He could.
Spin our wheel a second time. See what we get here for a second category.
Odell Beckham,
definitely a two-way player.
Sacks.
Yeah. Little defensive category. Paul, you're going to get that one?
Dallas Hammy.
We don't have any sacks yet. That's why.
Not on the right side of it, at least. You got quite a few though. Racking those things up.
Got sacked 3 times last week. You know, that's why he was able to throw the ball.
Team wins.
Team win. Going to be a little bit tougher this week in week three than for some than others.
I'm going to get that one.
I don't know why I'm laughing, though, because we play the Bills, and that's probably not going to be good.
Yep. I think we're going to get that one.
Josh Allen played pretty mediocre, according to what Stephon Diggs told him right to his face. And he played pretty flawless this past week, so I don't see a reason why he would stop. But I would like to give props, and we do have to recognize that Chase Young did get his first sack in 701 days, and it was glorious. He looked like the predator that he was, opposite of over there with like Montez Sweat coming off the other side. He looked really good. He had a couple of wrap-ups, a couple of tackles for loss. He looked really good. I just hope he can stay on the field, and we don't play on any turf fields anytime soon. But I think for the win, I'm not sure that we're going to get that win. I'm not 100% confident. I do have Josh Allen on one of my fantasy teams, so there's a little bit of a conflict of interest. I definitely think I've got to look to see the TV listings to see what else is on around 8 or 9 o'clock on Thursday, because I'm not going to be watching this game for that long. That's going to be a wicked bad game. I can already tell at San Francisco. I know there's going to be a lot of excuses. There's not going to be a first half or a second half from the Giants. I think it's going to be a massacre. I guess we didn't exactly clarify if it is sacks against or sacks for. Because it's possible that Daniel Jones is going to get sacked double-digit times. So I'm not sure if you want to claim that as a point come Monday or Tuesday, but I think you might have that option there.
But to clarify, it's the team with the most sacks.
Defense.
Right?
Yes, Chris. It is. That's correct.
Pointing that out for Randy. Sorry.
Yeah, we got to help him along. He's a little slow.
So
I know. I was hoping we were going to get prop bet, because I was going to give three chances for $100 that Randy can't spell Matt Breida, the starting running back for the Giants. But you could go ahead. No, I have a good segue right into you.
No one can spell him. Hey, listen, I'm giving some predictions right now. And when it comes to sacks, the Cowboys are absolutely going to dominate that. I think we're going to be all over Dobbs. I actually don't know if we're going to dominate that team, but I think that we're going to sack the shit out of Dobbs. When it comes to the win, the Cowboys will get it. Again, we're talking about wins. I am Nostradamus, the pick expert. I'm picking the San Francisco 49ers to win that game, but I think the Giants cover the spread on that game.
It's 100, so...
It's 10. It's close to 100. When I come to the Commanders, here's the big one. Commanders beat the Bills this week. How about that one? Take that one to the bank. Ooh. Bet that one.
Ooh.
Commanders beat the Bills. Mm. Cowboys do not cover the spreads on the Cardinals. Cardinals match up incredibly well against the Cowboys. Zach Ertz always does well against the Cowboys. Cowboys don't cover the spread, but win that game and win it comfortably. I think that the Buccaneers upset the Eagles. Two upsets in my predictions. That's where I'm going with it. That's your Nostradamus for the week. And by the way, I do know how to spell Breida, but I'm not going to spell it here.
Because you just looked at your phone. I saw you staring at the phone. Jesus, dude, come on. Got to give a better effort than that. Speaking of efforts, though, I think that it's going to take a hell of an effort for whoever wins the receiving touchdown one. I think it's going to take a hell of an effort because... You know, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, Daniel Jones, and even Sam Howell. There's a lot of rushing touchdowns to be had out there between those quarterbacks. I mean, that's not necessarily, I'm not calling them pocket passers, and they're not necessarily running quarterbacks, but they're all four of them are kind of a dual threat. Right. So I think that's going to be a very interesting category. I don't think that really there's somebody that has a huge, well, if we're going to talk logically, I'll wait for Chris in a minute, but I don't think that there's like, you know, a huge difference between those when you're talking about that category. So I think the sacks and that I think are pretty squared up. But I think the wins, it's going to be real lopsided. I think there's going to be one person who's real sad and is going to come up with somehow they're going to run through their entire offensive line, whatever their names are. We'll hear about it next Tuesday. But yeah. Chris, let's hear what you
basically,
got.
My point was, so basically, Randy, you have three. You're the only team winning this week in this division, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So
no, he had the Redskins win.
He did have the Redskins win, and that's right.
Jesus, Randy, okay. It was 2 minutes ago.
They're somewhat better than the Giants this year. Yes, the Redskins will win.
Okay. It's early. Like I said, it's a week-to-week league. So now my whole point of the offensive line thing was I think we definitely played a team that was nowhere near the Dallas Cowboys with the pass rush. I mean, it was a good week to experiment with the offensive line. Andrew Thomas, our best offensive lineman, wasn't playing. The good news was Azudu, who never played left tackle, moved over and played well. I think he can start at left guard. I'm excited to see what they're going to do. I mean, tough game, man. I don't know if we're going to win or not. I believe we can actually win.
We already predicted it. You already lost. And I have to tell you that your defense for your offensive line is very offensive. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a bad offensive line. I'm not sticking up for them, but I think they'll get it. I think they'll get it right as the year goes on. Like I said, Daniel Jones needs time. He should be ragging on our defense.
Because it's not only your offensive line, it's also your quarterback's bullshit. Not good at all.
Now, our quarterback's very good. You protect him, we can win. But no, our defense is terrible right now. Like, Wink likes to put pressure on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's worried about the rookie corners who really didn't embarrass himself or do anything wrong. Dallas didn't really do anything against them, whether you had to or whether it was the weather. But our rookie corners haven't played bad. Second half, we had a lot of penalties. Guys aren't tackling well. It's things you can clean up. It's things we didn't have problem with last year. I think it's just everybody being new. You know, we have a lot of new faces. Isaiah Simmons wasn't there that long. Karake's new. It's a very complex defense. I don't think Wink can even throw at anybody what he wants to yet just because of the newness and all the young guys. But I think as the year goes on, they'll get that right. I hope we put pressure on Purdy. That's our only chance of winning this game, actually having the defense show up. They showed up in the second half last week. Like I said, it's all going to rely on our line. I think if Andrew Thomas comes back this week, we'll be okay. I think we can win. I'm not worried about if Barkley plays or not. We don't need Barkley to win every game. I obviously want him out there. That's where you're wrong, Randy. Like, they paid the right guy. We go through Daniel Jones. We're absolutely fine with Daniel Jones with time. But it's just, as for the win, I don't know if we're going to win.
Can you please, I would like to hear what your predictions are for this week. All you did, again, was name all 17 players that nobody's ever heard of.
Paul, to
your point, that's what I was going to say is he keeps naming players that no one in this podcast or anyone listening has ever heard of besides Daniel Jones, because that's all you talk about.
Knows who they are.
Oh, they do not. But go ahead. Because
you're going to – look, we could be 2-0. Daniel Jones could be – like, because right now, like, the best-looking quarterback right now is probably Jordan Love. I think he has the highest, like, QBR rating, the most touchdown passes.
No, he doesn't.
Daniel Jones could be doing that right now. Daniel Jones can be doing that right now, and you guys would still say he stinks. If we win this week, are you still going to stay? Are you still going to say he stinks?
You're not going
to
win.
You're supposed to.
I'm just saying.
Greg's right.
What is your prediction? What is your prediction for the four games? And
my
without naming
this week,
I don't want to hear a single player's name.
Yeah, there you go.
My predictions this week is the Bills are going to win. Dallas is going to win. And I do. I think the Eagles are going to lose this week. I think Tampa Bay is going to beat them. And my heart's telling me the Giants. I think it's going to be a tough game. 49ers should definitely win the game, but I'm not going to count my boys out.
Oh,
that
man.
Was the weakest prediction I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, so great. Still, you Greg. Just
I'm
can't.
Be realistic.
You can't. How does it hurt so bad to say that you think your team might lose? It's okay to say that they're going to lose.
They should lose. They're totally outmatched, but I'm not going. I can't.
All right,
I'm a diehard fan. I can't.
Greg, there's two of us now that have predicted that the Buccaneers beat the Eagles this week. Where are you at?
All right. Well, why don't I start with the receiving touchdown? I think my predictions would be AJ Brown wins this category this week.
I'm surprised you didn't say Dallas Goedert again.
No,
you gotta say AJ because he yelled on the field. Is that him? Or
there you go. There you go.
That's you're kind of looking. Unfortunately, you got two Terrell Owens. You got two Terrell Owens on.
And then he said that's his
fault.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, it's his fault.
He's good.
So throw me the ball, or I'm gonna yell at you again.
Exactly that too. He was like, quit yapping. Throw me the ball
to him, and it's
quit yapping. Throw me the ball. Misinterpreted.
This is Greg's segment. Go ahead, Greg.
Let him talk.
I think with the sacks, I think it's going to come down. I think Dallas is going to get the most sacks.
I would agree.
I'm going to take that the Cowboys or the Eagles. I think that they're playing the Cardinals, so you almost can't go against them. Team wins. My predictions, Chris, I'm sorry. There's zero chance that this is going to happen. I saw a really good stat today. You know,
that's what everybody told me when we went to the Super Bowl against the 18 new Patriots too. But how many years ago? I'm just saying.
Not relevant.
Eagles did the same thing to Elfer.
Yeah, I mean, I heard they stole that game.
What was the problem with that game? Is that not a legit win? Should we just not play the game and just say they lost?
No, you should play the game.
That's what I mean. Absolutely, there's always that chance.
If I were you,
but it might hurt Purdy like you did because I didn't think you were going to win that game if you didn't hurt Purdy. Like if you don't hurt Purdy in the playoffs, you might not even go to the Super Bowl.
Maybe we'll hurt Purdy at the beginning of this game. So I hear he's him. That's him. He's that guy. Well, that guy is 1-10 in national primetime games, Chris. He is statistically the worst quarterback in NFL history in primetime games. Just throwing it out there. Kirk Cousins has a better primetime record than Daniel Jones. So that means he's going to be 1-11 in primetime games. The worst any quarterback has ever been since the 1970 merger. Just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, it's a true fact, but it's a team game. It's not true.
But we hear over and over, week after week after week, he's that guy.
And then when I had to defend him, I get told, you're defending him. Yeah.
Well, you say it's him, but then you say it's a team game. You go back and forth. Yeah. Because from our perspective, the team sucks.
And I'm telling you, then tell me that. Tell me my defense is terrible. That's why we won't win the sacks this week. We don't have a sack.
I do have to say, I am very proud of you. I'm glad that the Giants won last week. I wanted to give you a hug at Wawa when I saw you just because you're dealing with all this bullshit. And I love
it's
every
not bullshit,
second of
man.
It.
I love doing it.
Greg, you predicted one game. Give me the other three.
Okay, one game. I apologize. I think that the Bills are going to romp. I think they're going to win by more than 10 over the Redskins. I think, obviously, like I said, I think the 49ers are going to win big as well. I think Dallas wins under 12. I think, what'd you say, the line was right around 10?
12.5.
I'm going to say they cover, but barely. And I think the Eagles are going to go down to Tampa, and I think they're going to win. I think it's going to be a lot of, I don't want to say a lot of scoring, but I think we are going to cover. I think it's going to be closer to a 7-point game that we win by. But I think Tampa's going to put up some points. Godwin and Mike Evans in the middle of our defense scares me. So I'm taking the Eagles with the win. Going 3-0. Dallas is going to be 3-0. And here we sit. Talking more about it next week.
Greg, are you taking the over in that game?
What's the number? 39-40?
I bet you the Eagle. No, it's 46. 46. Eagles, Tampa Bay.
I'm going to say 28-17. So I'm going to take – it's going to be right around that number. I'll take the over 46.
You gave me 43 there.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So what's the line? 46?
46 is a line.
Okay. I'm going to take over 40. I'm going to take over.
Okay.
And Eagles win by 7.
So, Paul, where are you at with the 4 games?
Well, I think it'll be a tough game against the Bills. Who does that sound like? I think if we were to win, then, you know, it's because of blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, I think that we might take a loss in this one. But
Paul,
if we do,
let me help you. If you were to win, it's because of Daniel Jones. Go ahead.
True. but
if his quarterback can play like him.
I think it's 100% up to Josh Allen. I think if we can contain him on the defense and get to him quick enough that he can't run around, then I think that we might be okay, that our secondary can hang with those receivers long enough if he's only got a couple seconds to make that throw down there. As much as I would love to take the Eagles down in Tampa Bay, they are 2-0, but that's also Baker freaking Mayfield down there. It's like a Scooby-Doo episode where you take off his mask and you got Daniel Jones underneath. It's horrible. He is, it's ridiculous. I think he would have... I think Arizona would have traded for him if they didn't go for Joshua Dobbs, because that's just like tanking. If you want to have him on your team as a starting quarterback, that's terrible. I'm surprised there hasn't been uproar on the sideline with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. But no, I think the Eagles are going to win that. I don't know a whole lot about, I haven't seen too much about the Bucs defense this year. But I mean, it's
the, I was just thinking, man, you said how bad Kirk Cousins is. He had a great week, man. What if Baker Mayfield comes out and just torches the Birds?
I'm mad.
It's gonna happen.
Keep doing that, it every week.
It's gonna happen.
I mean, at some point it might. I mean, you know, where are they lacking right now is their defense keeps getting hurt. But I think the offense is pretty superior to the Bucs right now.
Let's also take into consideration Tampa Bay beat Minnesota by 3 and destroyed a really bad Bears team. Putting it out there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what people do this. That's what people do this year. Is beat the Bears.
When we talk about underperforming, I want to bring up all 3 of you, Topher, Pete, and Greg and Paul. You all predicted that the Dallas game would hit the under and that it would be a, I quote, single digits game. Okay, and I just want to put it out there, like, you guys were dead wrong on that. How do you feel about that, Greg?
Yeah, it's not my strong point yet. I mean, Paul always says I talk a lot. I don't talk a lot when we talk about these spreads and stuff. It's not a big, don't mean nothing to me, so I don't even think did I say under?
You guys all.
I mean,
talking.
I always thought.
Go ahead, Paul.
I mean, a win is a win, but I mean, when there's a blowout like 40-0, like that's when you're like, wow. But if somebody, you know, if you beat the spread, we got some 2 double digit ones this week. You know, there's a reason that the spread is that. The game is, you know, supposed to be close to that, probably right under, right at it, or right above it. So. About beating the spread, I mean, you know, unless it's like a, you know, a 10-point spread and you win 40-0.
Paul, you specifically said that game is going to be a low scoring, single digit game.
Possibly, I may have, but one thing I was right about was the amount of field goals. I thought it was just going to be a bunch of field goals.
Yeah, but,
and your guy Aubrey, or whoever this kid is, goes out there and kicks like 5 of them. So yeah, I mean, that's,
there was some touchdowns there too. And Greg, you agreed with him. I mean,
I did. I thought it was going to be a lot of field goals, and it was a lot of field goals.
You guys also said a low scoring game.
I thought it was going to be 14-10, 13-10 type game, and the Jets didn't do anything. They didn't move the ball. I was wrong.
So Mike,
they had one play, Wilson to Wilson.
So does that mean
one play?
Does that mean Dak's just not getting it done? He's not punching it in. What's going to happen when you play against a good defense? I mean, Jets were a good defense.
I'm happy with 30 points against the second best defense in the league, Topher. I'm happy with that.
I mean, they are, but I'm just. I mean, he didn't really do it. He had what against us? 143 yards? How many yards did he
again,
have?
Again, I don't feel like that was really important. We beat you by 40 points.
I'm just asking you. How many yards did he have?
I think he didn't have. I think he had like 255, something around there, I believe.
Again, when you're dominating a team that much, why throw the ball? But my point is to you, Greg, and you, Paul. I feel like, again, Nostradamus, I love the name. I heard that for the first time last week. I love that. So.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome because we've been saying it, talking about it for 3 weeks. So that's great.
I'm trying
all
to
the
be
humbleness
humble.
Has gone out the window.
I'm glad you heard it.
Through this process. I want to be humble. I want to be a meek person. I'm trying my best.
Well, I just can't wait till December and January. Then,
kind of hard when you piss excellence, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're pissing excellence now, but yeah. What happens in January when you lose the playoff game?
I don't know.
That's it'll be snots.
The most on-point prediction of the whole episode last week was actually Paul when Greg said that he was calling Goddard for most reception yards. Paul said Goddard would get a bunch of catches, but he was not good after the catch. Goddard went 6 catches for 22 yards. Couldn't have been more spot on.
Yeah. Hmm. You mean the Pollard for quarterback rushing didn't win?
That didn't hit either.
Hold on. Let's just say in game predictions, am I not 7-7 right now?
You're pretty close to that.
Somewhere around there.
I'll give you that.
Undefeated.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
But listen, guys, week 2. Our teams have won lost 1 game, and that was only against an interconference. I still stick to my predictions. I think this is going to be one incredible conference this year. It's awesome being here with you guys. This is a lot of fun. And holy cow, I can't wait for next week to see if Tampa Bay finally dethrones the only team to beat the NFC East.
Can't do better than 7-1. And I think we'll get some more wins this week, but I think I don't know about some of you guys' predictions. I'm seeing two losses here myself. I'm matching Greg's predictions with two wins for the Eagles and the Cowboys and two losses for the other. So we'll see what happens. But I think that'll be it for our episode here, and we'll be back next week to talk about week three.
All right. Shout out real quick. If you get a chance, follow our boy at Jimbo_Mont on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Good listen. Daily Philly Sports doing a jersey number thing right now. Who wore the best jersey? So go check that out. Kind of get your predictions in there. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Great show. Please like and subscribe ours as well.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right. See you guys next week.
Later. All right.